Okay, hi. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. On behalf of myself and Joan, thank you for choosing us over Barbie and Oppenheimer. Good to see you being good again now. And of course, always thanks to Ari for everything, and to White Whale for hosting us and giving us a home. We always really appreciate that. To make it feel more like Hemingway's, if you order a beer, please steal some on the floor. Ownership has told me time and again, I really appreciate that. So try to do that, okay? So tonight I wanted to read a poem by Christopher Gilbert, but I really wasn't sure what to choose. There were so many good ones. But earlier today I was listening to a new archival release of John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy of The Village Gate in 1961. And that kind of made the decision for me. Here we go. I've had a week off, so I'm going to see it anyways. This is called Metaphor for Something That Plays Us. Remembering Eric Dolphy. Memory, you made up map of presences, odd attention mending itself into record, which becomes a world worked out inside us. You make my nature a dressed up feeling, which grows on the given today and on the hunger of the horizon ahead, which we fill more or less with an act. Act which is not shallow, but flute breaths fluttering down, all blue notes, and the 80s longing where I walk through a park of Dutch diseased elms. The early death a generation ago of Eric Dolphy on my mind. When a young bird's plaintive cry, an evanescent burst from the chest, asks that I hear it singing. My eventual breath is seed, while what's going on in the trees becomes a belief that rustling of the leaves is an expression of form. Everything becoming backdrop. Even the traffic at the corner up ahead in the future where the park ends mimics a chorus humming at full stop. Listen. Hear how the meaning of each moment is the dialect gained when the future assumes the flesh. I traipse through trash thickets where the acting president's civil wrongs have trickled down, humming what bits I can out to lunch. By the time I get to a bench at the park's edge where the traffic strict metronomic thickens to bicker against the music in my head, I feel sick, my root afflicted with the day's euphoric waste that I must fight else it fills me to the quick. But listen. Even the righteous tire of trying to get it right. The way we'd like to be like the pure interest, like that wild witness who uses the caustic specks of this false nature, but is not a victim of the mess. Old, absorbed bystander. We made Dolphy into that. And where did it leave him? So out of this world, a bothered god in his music, against the lavish nothing mass produced by the orchestra of indifference. That was not his what is here. A striving thing, standing beside himself in light of the times. Blood, breath, beautiful momentary being, a demo of the striving. Undoing the definition of the diatonic scale, or displaying his life as a voice, his only future was to invent a language where he became his own name, pouring from the mouth of his horn. So much the music of this human world, he never had an audience, never found another who could talk back. Man, we mess it all up. We step forward into our urban selves, all faithless, and he, as though a presence, is a paint job, a fashion, that put on face which has its moment that then, like an uncoded character left in the oblivious weather, simply fades away. feathers will be falling off Dolphy's face forever. So there is something being said. Here is a songbird's call, a flute's bent plea, notes into wail, gathers the pour from the mouth of the teenager who I will say has come to the park to be alone, because it all feels wrong at home. I walk closer to the traffic's noise and see my face in the driver's seat and the Chevy streaking away from me. And in this instant, it seems that none of this, the bird's cry, the flute's plea, the runaway, Dolphy, this passing moment, or I, amounts to more than a picture, splintering here into dust and time, where each blue feeling is like a word sound when it is read to no one. Yet, when I remember Dolphy, I am aware of myself humming a set of notes whose sequence tells a story that I become a vowel. Just as, out of attention, when you say these words, I am brought to mind. The practice of the tenderness, you have become a witness for. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thank you to our readers. Romain, as always, it is my distinct honor to bring you Joe Bauer.